Toronto hospital reduces Sharp's injuries by 80% and eliminates blood collection injuries. You're listening to Longwoods Radio, your healthcare source for ideas, new policies, and best practices. Injuries from needle sticks and other sharps remain a major concern in Canadian healthcare, numbering around 70,000 per year, or an average of 192 per day. The Alliance for Sharp Safety and Needle Stick Prevention in Canada estimates that 33,000 needle stick and sharp medical sharps injuries occur in Ontario each year, with testing and treatment costing the Ontario government over $66 million. Of the many infections that can be transmitted to healthcare workers and patients in this way, HIV, hepatitis C, and hepatitis B are of greatest concern. Canada has no federal sharp safety law, since occupational health and safety legislation falls under provincial jurisdiction. This contrasts with the United States, where the federal Needle Stick Safety and Prevention Act, passed in the year 2000, requires employers to identify and make use of effective and safer medical devices, such as needleless devices, shielded needle devices, and plastic capillary tubes. Interestingly, needle stick injuries decreased by 51% in the first year after the U.S. legislation was passed. British Columbia, Alberta, and Manitoba have recently revised their regulations to include requirements for the use of safety-engineered devices to reduce sharps injuries and exposure to blood and body fluids. Similar requirements will soon apply in Saskatchewan. In Ontario, a private member's bill has been introduced that suggests that in any circumstance where a worker is required to use a medical sharp, the employer ensures that a safety engineered be provided and used. The success of U.S. needle stick legislation, plus recent workplace safety initiatives by the Ontario Hospital Association and Workplace Safety and Insurance Board, prompted Paula Harnum-Brown, Toronto East General Hospital's, or TEGH, Manager of Occupational Health and Safety, to examine sharps-related injuries at that institution. A baseline analysis of injury rates showed that the areas of highest risk included blood collection, patient injection, and IV insertion. Since blood collection and patient injection pose the greatest risks, Harnum-Brown set a goal of reducing injuries in this area by 20% within a year, and of raising employee awareness of how to avoid needle sticks. To ensure the senior management support essential to achieving this goal, both funding and long-term cultural change, the proposal was presented to the TEGH senior management by the Joint Occupational Health and Safety Committee. Despite the fact that safety-engineered devices cost more than traditional ones, the following factors led the TEGH board to approve the proposal. A detailed audit of injury rates, showing the urgent need for best practices in health and safety, and the fact that existing occupational health and safety laws require employers to provide a safe work environment and to protect workers from unnecessary injuries. This implies an obligation to use the safest medical devices available. With senior management's backing, a plan was developed. TEGH staff tried products from three different manufacturers, then completed post-trial evaluations to select preferred products. TEGH partnered with medical technology company BD, initially adopting the Vacutainer Eclipse needle for blood collection and Eclipse needles for syringes for injection. The BD technology was evaluated as being clinically favorable, since it required the least change of practice, provides a safe environment, has an easy-to-engage safety shield, and is the most comfortable for the patient, says Harnum-Brown. Using the same technology in both blood collection and patient injection also simplified training and adoption. Harnum-Brown notes that TEGH success was also dependent upon the detailed safety education for staff, including clear demonstration that the new technology would not be more complex or time-consuming to use than traditional devices. We have nurses who have been drawing blood and injecting patients for years, says Heather McDougall, TEGH triage clinic nurse. While they understand the hazards of a needle stick, it can be challenging to change technique. These procedures needed to be routine because they often carried out in busy environments filled with distractions, for example, in the emergency room. Once our nurses saw that working with safety-engineered needles was fast and easy, and most importantly, did not interfere with the quality of patient care, they were convinced. BD Canada helped TEGH successfully achieve a significant reduction in needle stick injuries by providing education, training, and support to staff throughout the implementation process, states Harnum Brown. This was a huge benefit. Phased implementation and reinforcing training were essential to get the change working. The Eclipse blood collection needle was instituted first, following a 2-week training period for phlebotomy teams and staff in the emergency room and intensive care units. This covered all shifts. The Eclipse Safety Hypodermic product was then introduced on a hospital-wide basis, with BD again providing training for all users in all shifts over 2 weeks, and then scheduling follow-up training for all units after the initial implementation. The company's goal for all conversions at the TEGH was to provide a training to a minimum 80% of the hospital staff. To reinforce training, the TEGH Occupational Health and Safety Committee and the company developed a series of educational and reference materials, including posters, brochures, and training videos that are now part of the hospital staff's orientation. BD could draw on a wealth of experience supporting U.S. hospitals, which went through conversion in previous years. Since the safety program was started at TEGH, Sharp's injuries have declined by 80%, easily surpassing the original first-year goal of 20% reduction in injuries. There were 41 reported injuries in 2003, decreasing to 8 in 2004. This included the complete elimination of injuries during blood collection procedures for that year. TEGH is proud of the injury reductions it has achieved for the first hospital in Ontario to fully implement all available safety engineered needle options, states Rob DeVitt, the hospital's president and CEO. Encouraged by this success, TEGH has now extended the program to include a needleless IV system, along with IV catheters and more portable Sharps disposal containers. It is now investigating the introduction of safety-engineered scalpels and blades to address Sharps injuries in the operating room. The brand selected was the BD Insight AutoGuard. TEGH remains committed to minimizing the human and economic costs of needle sticks and other Sharps injuries, and aims to be the first hospital in Ontario to convert completely to safety-engineered devices, concludes Mr. DeVitt. Above all, we care passionately about protecting the health and safety of our patients and staff. This case study was written by Laura Visser, the Manager of Planning, Partnerships, and Public Relations at Toronto East General Hospital. This has been Longwoods Radio. Thanks for listening.